You might think, because Utah spends less per student in our public schools than any other state, that the results our students achieve in the classroom would also be low compared to states that spend more. But that's not true. A new research report from Utah Foundation looks at measures of education outcomes, from standardized tests to graduation rates. It shows Utah students are doing as well or better than their counterparts in both the Mountain West and even other states with similar student populations. This is Utah Thrives, the Utah Foundation podcast. I'm Dan Bomas. Students in Utah's public schools make up 21% of Utah's total population. That fact by itself helps to explain the struggle to keep those schools funded. The research report Making the Grade, K-12 Outcomes and Spending in Utah, compares operational spending and educational outcomes across Utah's neighbors in the Mountain West, as well as states with comparable populations across the country. Public school spending numbers for each of the states are readily available from federal government reports. Sean Tigan, Vice President and Research Director of Utah Foundation, says comparing the performance of Utah's schools to our neighbors in the Mountain West might make sense, and there are similarities with states such as Idaho that also have a low level of spending per student. But there are also significant differences.
When you look at Wyoming, we have far more kids that have parents that have bachelor's degrees. And it's like, yeah, so what about bachelor's degrees? Well, research suggests, and the analysis that we performed in this report suggests, that if you have a parent with a bachelor's degree, that is more important than anything else, any other demographic or socioeconomic factor. And so we decided to look beyond the mountain states, to look and see which states have the most commonality with Utah.
Those states turned out to be Minnesota, New Hampshire, and South Dakota, based on parents' education and other social and demographic factors. They all spend much more than Utah on each student in their public schools, but on the measures used in the study, Tigan says Utah students are holding their own.
Higher spenders perform better than middle and lower spenders. The interesting thing is that Utah is an outlier. Utah is in the lowest spending group because we are the lowest spending state in the nation, but we perform up there with the higher spenders, which is pretty exciting. So that's another point where we can say, are we satisfied with that? Are we getting such bang for the buck that we're gonna say that's good? Or do we say, you know what? Even though we're performing well compared to high spenders, we're performing well compared to our peers, there are a lot of students that are not performing well in the states, more than half of them.
Utah's own SAGE tests have shown over the past 5 years that fewer than half its students are proficient in language arts, math, and science. And while the other states in the study have similar challenges, the question for policymakers remains, what are we going to do about it? Utah Foundation President Peter Reichard talked about that with Rod Arquette on KNRS Talk Radio.
We do okay. We do respectably among that group. You know, we're not tippy-top on every single category, but neither are we at the bottom of every category. But what's interesting is they all spend a heck of a lot more money per pupil than us. So where does that leave us?
Yeah, I mean, what's that mean, I guess, right, Peter?
Right. Well, what it obviously means is that money isn't everything on the one hand. But on the other hand, you have to ask, does this mean that we are leaving some potential on the table? I mean, is there an extent to which if we did go and spend more money, then we would be, you know, we could shoot for the stars. Mm-hmm. We could go to a whole other level. And so that's where the question comes up. What are we trying to accomplish? Ultimately, it's not about how much money are we spending. You know, it's not a race to spend the most, right?
Yeah.
It's about the outcomes. What are the outcomes we're getting? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Where do we want to go? What is our ambition?
The research report, Making the Grade, K-12 Outcomes and Spending in Utah, is available on the Utah Foundation website, utahfoundation.org. Our thanks to the Larry H. and Gail Miller Family Foundation and the Lawrence T. and Janet T. D. Foundation for their support of this project. Utah Foundation is a nonpartisan, nonprofit research group funded by business, philanthropic foundations, higher education, local government, and individual donations. Founded in 1945, our mission is to produce objective, thorough and well-reasoned research and analysis that promotes the effective use of public resources, a thriving economy, a well-prepared workforce, and a high quality of life for Utahns. Utah Foundation seeks to help decision-makers and citizens understand and address complex issues. Utah Foundation also offers constructive guidance to improve governmental policies, programs, and structures. I'm Dan Bomas. Thanks for listening.